Georgia's prime minister has announced his resignation. He served as prime minister of the former Soviet nation since November 2013. Stefan Boss reports.
Georgia's prime minister Irakli Karishbashvili, who is just 33, said in televised remarks that he was leaving to show, in his words, an example to the young generation. Heard through an interpreter, he made clear that he did not want to clinch to his post amid political turmoil.
Positions are temporary, while motherland and God are eternal. That's why I've decided today to resign as prime minister. Now, when our home and foreign policies and our country's development is assured, I'd like to wish our future prime minister the best.
But opposition politicians linked his resignation to the fall of popularity of the ruling party, less than a year before new parliamentary elections were due to be held, in part because of economic difficulties. The Paris-educated Karishbashvili was a political unknown before former prime minister and billionaire tycoon Bitsina Ivanishvili named him interior minister in October 2012. That appointment came after Ivanishvili's coalition, headed by his Georgian Dream Party, ended the rule of supporters of former president Mikhail Saakashvili. In November 2013, Karishbashvili became the youngest head of government in Europe when he was appointed prime minister. Yet, he was criticized for a lack of political experience. Opposition politicians described him as a pawn controlled by billionaire Ivanishvili from behind the scenes. Under previous president Saakashvili, Georgia had embraced staunchly Western-leaning policies as the government sought membership in the European Union and the NATO military alliance. Prime Minister Ivanishvili, by contrast, sought to improve relations with Russia, which remains a major export market for Georgian goods. The pro-Western policies had angered Moscow, and analysts said it paved the way to a brief war in 2008 that dismembered the country. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.